The small airport, owned and funded jointly by the county and the town of Paonia, has garnered a reputation throughout the state for its friendly service and low gasoline prices. Mike Clausen has been managing the facility for about 3 years, but his parents, Dick and Martha Clausen, ran the airfield for more than 30 years before him. When his dad died in 2009, Clausen, formerly a coal miner, took it over. Under his watch, the airport has grown.
The internet makes the world a small place. People will plan their stops around this airport. They'll plan their stops around competitive fuel prices. The wineries, I'm going to say the Black Canyon and the hunting.
The 4,500-foot runway can accommodate turbojets and large helicopters. One hangar there is owned by Bill Koch. But most of the traffic consists of light planes owned by local farmers, ranchers, and business people, as well as recreationalists and pilots stopping to refuel on long journeys. The bustling airport is attracting new fans. Paonia's Mayor Neil Schwederman just got his pilot's license. Clausen says many people have misconceptions about the airport.
You know, people think that it's just a big playground for people, but it plays a vital role in the local community. There's a tank over there you see right there. Here about 4 years ago or five when we had some fires here local. They used this, they loaded water out of here and dropped on these fires. 2 weeks ago for the BLM, they done aerial seating out of here. Well, the spray surfers come up here and they brought up their equipment and then they could fly their plane up here and they would reload the plane here and they were flying the Oak Mesa up north of Hotchkiss and then up here out of Paonia. And it's been used, I'm not going to say it gets a lot of air ambulance, but it has in the past been used for medical flight. It's not all pleasure. It just makes a lot of people's jobs a lot easier.
The airport has a large hangar which belongs to the county and serves as a maintenance area, plus 11 hangars privately owned. Larry Garrett, a commercial pilot and flight instructor, houses his 5 small planes at the North Fork Airport.
I tow gliders. I also have towed banners out of that airport. I've given instruction, lessons. Really, the thing I like to do most of all is just scenic tours around this awesome valley, because I can go, in an hour, I can cover Grand Mesa, the Ragged Mountains, the West Elks, the Black Canyon, and then be back home.
Clausen sold nearly twice as much fuel this year as in 2010, which he attributes to his gas prices. Being the only airport employee allows him to keep the prices low. He also recently added a courtesy car and 2 courtesy bicycles he lends to pilots and their passengers who want to go to town.
The level of service you try to provide or just a friendly conversation brings them back. Scenery, the restaurants, and things of that nature. It's just the community as a whole has to make it happen. Mm-hmm. No one person or no one business is going to keep them here or not. If they like the area as a whole, they'll be back.
Viewing the vista of the North Fork Valley from its award-winning airport, I'm Marty Derlin for KVNF News.